It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 906.
Happy weekend banter, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on?
Jessica Lucas, Mr. 97, hi. Welcome back to the show.
Whip, you didn't leave with the whip.
Look, I can't. It's
are we
funny.
Getting rid of that?
Nah, I mean, just nickname wise, it doesn't connect. It reminds me a little bit of when we tried to make George's nickname Dodge. It just we tried really hard. Well,
how
no,
did he get 97?
97 just came about because of his enter score, obviously. But
we actually did put up a Reddit post.
Yes, it was either going to be Mayo. or Mr. 97, because that was his nickname in school.
It's Mayo. But what was you can
Mayo.
See
Mayo 23 was my Minecraft.
You don't want to know why.
No. What? The thing is, nicknames will either stick or they won't. I don't call you 97 much. I call you Sevs more now. Mm-hmm. And so it's evolved. And so I don't know what'll be next week.
It's been Sevs for a very 7-11. It's been Sevs for a very long time.
Exactly. I think Sevs is stuck.
Mm-hmm. And so it would just, I think over time, Jess, it will happen.
Yeah.
But we'll, I mean, you were the person who was signing off Jessica for the first part of your time with us.
Were you?
So, absolutely no way that happened, Josh. You fully made that up. I never call myself Jessica.
You definitely call yourself Josh. Jessica.
You will find some emails and
I definitely, I'll do it right now.
I don't reckon so, Josh. I reckon our conversation that we had was when we were setting up your big media company email, I asked you, would you like Jess or Jessica? Because in your email to me, it said Jessica as the user, like your personal, like the non-work related email is Jessica. And so
it's a struggle. Jess Lucas is potentially one of the world's most common names in the entire world.
Okay.
So is it right to say that your old signature at your last company was Jessica or no? Hi, Jessica. I'm sure you definitely have used Jessica a lot because it was a thing where I was like, I'm pretty sure I said to you in the early days, I said let's go with Jess. I think it's more sort of casual and on brand.
No, because no one calls me Jessica. The only reason I get called Jessica is when it's formal and someone doesn't realise it's just Jess. And when I'm in trouble from mum and dad.
They call you
not
Jessica?
Not now, but in the past, you know.
I thought it was like a Daniel thing, you know, like Daniels that don't like being called Dan. But that's
like
good.
Josh. Like, your name's Joshua.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes,
yeah.
Joshua.
Isn't that weird?
Joshua.
Can we start Jansen. All calling him Joshua?
Well, I'd actually got the
I'll go back to Thomas. I'll go back to Thomas, Joshua, and it's a conservatives podcast. Joshua and Thomas.
There is something fun about when he's ever on a crew when we're working together. He's always called Tom, which just feels like quite low status. All right, Tom.
It's just some
Tom,
asshole.
Tom, are you ready?
Some asshole.
Wait, well, who calls you Tom?
No, it's just people who literally Joshua. Go for Tommy and they just write Tom. It's like panicked. They panicked. Yeah.
But I was Joshua Jansen for a while on the internet because in about 2011, I decided I'm getting rid of all social media and got rid of it all. And then one of the usernames I couldn't get back was Twitter because I deleted it without converting it to another account. When I tried to get Josh Jansen, it was taken. And so I had to get Joshua Jansen. And no joke, I was tweeting to Twitter support, apologizing, saying, hey guys, I made a mistake. I'm back. I won't do it again. Can you just give me Josh Jansen on Twitter? And so I ended up getting it back. They released it, which was nice.
That way. Oh, so someone claimed it.
No one claimed it. It goes into this pool. So, you know, you close it down and it might be, you know, 3 or 6 months or whatever it was.
It's
straight away when I redid my name.
What do you mean?
Was I talking about this on Hump Day Replay, Mace?
Yeah, so this was your Instagram
account.
Yeah,
my Instagram. Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I had just Jess Lucas and it was, couldn't have just been
just J-U-S-T-J-E-S or Jess Lucas.
Jess Lucas.
At Jess Lucas.
I don't mind just Jess Lucas.
No underscores.
Yeah.
it was just the most crisp, clean Instagram handle. And now I've got Jessica Lucas underscore because that's the only one.
What happened? What happened to your Instagram?
Well, what happened was I thought I was going to do a really cute, thorough job of a social media strategy at university. And so what I wanted to do was put this brand and make it look like it was on Instagram. And so I was just going to screenshot it because at that stage I didn't know how to Photoshop.
No. Oh, no.
And I didn't know about like vectors and stuff that you can like chuck things in now and whatever. And yeah, as soon as I did it, I went to change it back. I was like, no one will grab Jess Lucas in 15 minutes while I do this.
And someone did.
It's gone.
Wait, so if you go there, is it actually... Let's have a look.
It is. There is someone on there.
Oh, that's so painful.
Does she look nice at least? Like, is she like a nice person?
I haven't looked in a while because it still... It actually hurts my soul thinking about it.
She's just a young girl trying to make it in the world, you know? Just out with her friends and gals.
Having
pals,
a wine.
Just partying.
She seems lovely. Wine.
She does seem... She seems like she deserves it. Like, she's a young spirit. Yeah. And you fucked up as an old person.
She's 19 years old. She's written 19.
I was
19.
Young at the time.
She's from Melbourne as well.
But if it makes you feel any better, her Snapchat is Jess_Lucas01.
Why?
So she's winning. Do you know a story about my Snapchat?
I don't know. Do we?
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Who's it involve?
Jess Lucas. So I actually used to be Snapchat famous. I used to have all of these people following me, and I probably still have them in my friends' cage because they thought that I was the legitimate Jess Lucas because I changed the profile picture to be that famous actor.
Who is the legitimate Jess Lucas?
I'll give you a Jess Lucas, born September 24, 1985, is a Canadian actress and singer. She's known for her roles in television such as Edgemont, Melrose Place, Cult, and Gotham. And in the films, The Covenant, Cloverfield, and the 2013 Evil Dead. Yeah, so she's just...
Started in Coldplay's 2014 single, True Love.
As a singer or like a...
Or in the music video?
I think in the music video.
Her Instagram is I Am Jess Lucas, and she's got 246,000 followers.
Well, Mr. 97, you spelt 97 wrong on your first Instagram account.
Yeah, I forgot the E on 90. So that was annoying.
97.
And then TJ pointed that out. But I've also got the Instagram at Mason Lauder, but I've forgotten the password and the email. Well, actually, I know the password. I don't know the email for it. So I sign in using the username and they want to send a verification, but I don't know what the email is. So slightly annoying.
Can we get in touch with Jess Lucas and just chat to her, the 19-year-old from Melbourne? That would be fun. Just to like, can you just air your, not that you want it back. I don't think you can ask for it back, but you just tell her. And I would love to know, did she think, oh my God, I've got my handle now? Like, was she checking every day?
Yeah, maybe so you could say, as well.
How long ago was this? How long ago did you
It would have been like 2013 or 2014.
Oh, she was like 12.
She was 12, yeah. I don't think she's going to remember. Yeah.
No, the, bullshit. Big time, mate. Big time. Big moves. Mum just got her a phone. You know, it all just happened. Got a prepaid SIM.
I'm guessing what actually happened was it would have gone into one of those pools where you couldn't do it for a while. So when you got rid of it and then... But it's strange that if you got rid of it, you should have been able to get it again. It's only if you delete it.
Well,
anyway,
intern Pete, remember him telling us that story, JoJo?
No, I don't.
He did a version of this. I just want to tell you what his intern Pete, Jess, is a producer on the Kyle and Jackie O show up in Sydney. But I think he had intern Pete and then he changed it to Peter Deppler and then it got taken. The other one got taken. So it's that similar vein, just, you know, done. Very annoying.
So what you should do is just start a new account, yes? That's what I should have done. What an idiot.
Yeah, it's okay. No, you're not an idiot. So I remember when Facebook opened up vanity URLs. So at the start, you couldn't get facebook.com/your name. It just wasn't a thing. And Josh was already taken. And so I woke, but I knew that Brianna was available. And so I woke up at, I think it was like 4 in the morning, and got Bree, facebook.com/Brianna, B-R-E-A-N-A.
Still that's there? Cool.
Yeah. Yep. Facebook.com/Brianna.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's for a personal one.
Yep. No, I wonder that's if for our OnlyFans.
You could actually get that over... Oh, no, no. It's not the same. I know, get it over to a likes page, but probably the likes page version. Maybe no,
you
maybe could. It's the
no,
same
you can.
Thing.
You can. So I did. I remember doing that when I thought I was going to become a YouTube star, and I put had a public.
What year was this?
This was 2 months before we. Before we started the show, because we quickly pivoted, but I think I changed. My personal one to the Josh Jansen, and then Facebook the page to Josh Jansen. But to be honest, Facebook. I used to wonder when I was younger. I was like, how do people not see things on Facebook? You know, you'd hear someone say, "Oh, sorry, man. Sorry, it's taking me 6 weeks to get back to you on Facebook. I just don't check my messages." I always thought that was bullshit, but I can say I checked my Facebook. Accidentally, I think I just went to Facebook and I was like, oh, I've got some notifications. 190 notifications I had from Facebook. It's just
desperate. Just no interest
in Facebook.
Yeah.
It is a shame.
Get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, at that point, should you get rid of it? No, it's good to have. I tagged you in it yesterday.
What's everyone's screen times at the moment?
Oh. Good question. Who's gonna take out the prize for the most?
I reckon Josh. Hang on. No.
Could be anyone. What,
do you need to factor in your... Because you've been on your iPad and watching CNN. So is that a fair...
Are you counting your fucking TV?
I don't watch TV.
You have a TV at home?
Yeah.
Well, you don't catch it?
Nah, not really.
I will come in. Bree uses the iPad too, so you can't... That's not counting. It doesn't work like that.
Oh, so this is good news. Yeah, so what's your daily average, guys?
This week... Yeah, up until today is 3 hours and 51 minutes.
Jessica?
God. 5 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh. Mason?
2 hours and 8 minutes.
I'm 4 hours and 11 minutes. What's from a percentage perspective, where are you guys sitting? Are you down from last week?
37% down from last week.
I'm 32% down.
That's
Jessica?
Good.
I'm just trying to work out where to see that.
It's just on the top right.
What's your top app?
She's already accidentally fallen back into Instagram.
She's
Instagram. Are you liking something?
Instagram's mine, Sebs.
Instagram.
Yeah.
You may have not got the latest iOS.
Feel like when was the last time you updated
I've
your
got phone? All the cool widgets.
Oh, yeah.
Cool app.
Oh, yeah. You, oh, really? You understand, what widgets do you have? Did you understand the widget metaphor that I was making on the show on Thursday?
Who's that?
Oh, that is cool.
Rainbow.
That is great.
Do you ever get traumatized by, like, I find the throwbacks can be problematic. Just like...
For the photos?
Yeah, just like, you know, different times.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. It reminds you of all the stuff that you've done.
Mm. I actually sent one to a friend and I was like, this just... And I needed to give him context because it would have been a bit weird. It was his daughter and Bodie. I was like, this just came up in my blah, blah, blah. How crazy. And he's like, on your what? Like, he didn't know that was the function. I was like, the new iOS widgets area. And so I had to explain what the hell it was. Lucky I gave it to context. Otherwise, he just thought I was just flicking just over pictures of his daughter. Yeah. Just random two years old photos. Jess, I was just thinking last night, so the boys, Mason, Josh, myself, we all grew up in a house of three boys. Well, you know, one of three. Mm-hmm. You grew up in a house of three girls.
How weird.
I wanted to know, like, find out the differences between the upbringings and sort of what it all meant. What was the vibe growing up with, you know, a flock of girls in the house?
We were probably tomboys, all of us. We used to ride motorbikes and go for bike rides, and I was telling you that Dad used to take us to the monster trucks. But then there was also the feminine side of things as well, like Barbies. Oh, actually, so did you guys ever play with Barbies?
Only when I was at other people's houses. I didn't own any.
Okay. No. Well, there was this Barbie called Working Out Barbie, and I just randomly, during this week, remembered the song. And it's a really good song. It's like, working out, Barbie, yeah.
Oh, working out like a exercise Barbie, not a working it out like a problem solver Barbie.
No, that's right. She was full like old school gym like attire.
Yeah, anyway.
I sent it to the girls and we were just laughing at how much we used to love that song. We used to play it. So that gives a good context to both boy and girl. I think dad wanted guys, like, let's be honest. He really treated us as though we were dudes most of the time.
Yep. Believe and not achieve. You got three girls. Was there brawls? Yeah, because it got physical at my house. There was punches thrown. Josh's, you know, famously nearly cut his brother's head off. Head through the wall. Yeah, a lot of broken windows. Yeah,
nearly a beheading.
Nearly. What happened? Is there punch-ups in a girl's...
Yeah.
In a house full of girls?
Oh, 100%. Like, it's... Yeah, we were psychos. In fact, they make you so angry. I feel like I still could fall into one of those fights.
Really?
Really? Yeah, sister fights are outrageous. Like, they're scary. But, yeah, I remember someone pivved a lamp. I won't say who. At my other sister. I reckon I've had some Kim Kardashian fights with them.
What is that? What's a Kim Kardashian fight?
Have you not seen the clip of her in last season when she was like, they were literally like fighting?
Oh, no.
Like slapping and stuff, yeah.
Hair
it's
pulling?
Just when they steal your clothes and like you want to wear it that night.
You've had enough.
Or they've got, yeah. You
does it get really nasty? Does it get personal? It's like, you're the type of person that's like this and you're always going to be like this.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
But isn't that what boys do as well? Great. That's not now, but back
then. Yeah. Definitely. Like, my brother James, you know, he was sort of, we were polar opposites. He was the exercise science guy, you know, but I was reading stuff. So I'd read these books and then come up to him and say stuff. I remember he ripped off my pajama pocket completely off, revealing my breast.
Can you not say breast?
My breast.
Your breast.
Can you even call it a breast on a male?
I can call it what I want. When I was a little kid, when I was a little kid, I definitely had breasts. Like I had, like that was a thing. Yeah.
I think breast is nicer than man tits. Like, it's sort of more endearing. Little breasts on the little boy.
It's bizarre.
TJ, what was your worst fight? Do you remember?
I guess this is the fight that I lost. My brother had me down and he mounted me and had his knees on my arm so I can't move, and he held my nose, and when you hold someone's nose they have to breathe through their mouth, and so I and he spat into my mouth.
Oh no.
Ew.
Oh no.
Yuck.
Do you remember the last gross. Don't you feel like there's an age where you have your last fight and then you realize that you're too old to have it, like it's just men having a fight. Like, I remember mum being calling 000.
Yeah. Like, it's too dangerous. I mean, that's the thing. If it continues, you end up, you get into physical punch-ons.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that probably ended probably like 10 or 11 for me.
Mm-hmm. My dad and I used to have big punch-ons as well.
Roughing up.
Yeah, just like, no, what? But I just remember like... running around the house where, like, the clothes horse was always in the way when there was a fight. it's just you fucking get tangled up in it. And mum's like, stop it. So that was always fun.
We would do shit like pull out the mattresses from all the beds in the house and then jump off the roof and onto the mattresses when mum was out. It's the most dangerous shit, but that's the kind of the risk factor in, maybe it is just young kids. But
it was a finish line thing.
That's also an annoying boy thing. Like, imagine the dirty mattresses from there.
I never did that. I think that must be a Tommy Jacket thing. The closest thing I got to it was the talking about beheadings was when there was the finish line. There was a race where it's like, how quickly can you ride around the court and then come back? And we had sort of this thin orange rope, and we like it was the finish line. And I thought it would be funny because I just didn't understand the what could happen. You know, you watch sort of Benny Hill or whatever it is, you know, funny sort of slapstick comedy. And so I had it on a tree and I held it. And then when Jake came and rode his bike, I held on and it clotheslined him. And he handed it and he walked in. He had like a big, you know, welt around his neck. Oh, no. So that wasn't, you know. There was a bit like that. There was many times where it'd just be like, you know, you were showing off. You were trying to be funny and you've nearly killed Jake, you know. it's not good. You are sick. You are sick.
Mason, did you have any brawls?
Nah, no real punch-ons. The only one that I remember would have been we were in New Zealand and I would have been so young, but I don't know, I would just go up and hit Sam for some reason, and then he would never ever hit back until this one time, and then he started hitting back, and so I ran and hid behind Mum's legs so he couldn't hit me.
Oh, you sounded like a little cunt. Why were you doing
that? I don't know. I just remember just try to piss him off. And the fact that he would never hit back was the fun thing. And then as soon as he decides to hit back, well, then you're just like, absolutely not.
There's so many times when, like, being the youngest, like for me, I felt there were so many times where I was 100% worried about my life. Like my brother Jake would, he would just, his eyes would change. It's like but I think it was a tactic. It was like I'm gonna fuck absolutely, you up. Yeah, I'm gonna catch
you. Is he older or younger? I can never remember.
Jake is middle, and then James is the oldest, and I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest.
Yeah,
because we've got each here. We've got a middle. We've got a middle. Mason, you're the middle. Jess, you're the eldest, and Josh and I are the youngest of our. Mm-hmm.
Why, Jess? Do I have vibes of the younger child?
Smart ass.
I think you're gonna say smarter. I was like, next.
Yeah, my little sister is probably the smartest out of the lot of us.
But a smart ass.
She's a smart ass. Like, she's the funniest prick.
is it because you want more respect as an elder? Is that what you feel?
I think as an elder, I think Hannah and I are probably the ones that like joke around a little bit more. Emma's the golden child. And I think the eldest generally always has their like D kind of qualities.
And a bit of a chip on the shoulder, potentially.
Because I'm not the golden child, yes. It remains. It's still there.
Yeah, I
feel
like...
And it was hard for you in the early days because your parents were navigating, you know, the landscape of being a parent.
Yeah.
And then the youngest comes in, free reign.
But Tommy, what do you think? Like, next child you have, you could essentially love that more than Bodhi.
Oh, it is a thought. I mean, it's where do you even find that love, which is it's there, but it just comes out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. But then you've got,
it's a prioritization thing, I guess. It's like willpower. It's like ego depletion. It's a bucket.
I don't think so. I think it's just like there's a stream of love we have inside of us. And
it's endless.
It's just taps.
I don't know, it's endless. I reckon mine's capped. Emma definitely gets more.
No, I think that blame that on your parents.
Some sort of salary cap sort of love. Do you feel like has your relationship, Jess, developed with your sisters so that you all actually get along, or like do you still find that if it's a family event there will be a blow up?
Yeah, I mean, us girls, we're pretty good these days. Sometimes people get sulky and then you get pissed off at them for being sulky and you're like, come on, just have fun. And then that might blow up, but...
But are you projecting that? So the thing is that sometimes maybe they're not being sulky, but then you're projecting, you say, stop being sulky, which is a thing to cause a blow up, right?
Yeah, but I mean, they're legitimately being sulky.
So what would it look like? What does sulky look like?
I'm sulky.
Oh, just you know, like on the couch, on their phone, like not engaging in conversation, not engaging in the board games that we play.
So is that sulky?
Oh, I don't even know if it's sulky. Board game blow-ups. Sure, you'd have board game blow-ups. That'd be a thing.
Yeah, Jake used to cheat all the time with me. He'd always play the bank, always cheat. I don't think he would need to, like, because he's very good with, he's amazing at trivia. Actually, we've done this before. Jake Jansen is amazing at trivia. Mason, can you get some trivia questions and let's call Jake and get him to do some trivia? Because
I'm glad we're not doing it as a team again, because
that was horrendous.
Any specific categories, or do you just want me?
What do you think? What do you think? Maybe some.
I just searched some capital and it had all the different categories.
Yeah,
I literally scrolled through the different categories:
sports, science, automobiles. Yeah,
some of them are very US focused.
Health. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Okay, I'm just connecting up the phone now. But,
as if he has a blow up that we've called him. Don't you call me on air?
No, Jake and I actually get along very well, and same with James actually nowadays. But sometimes it can go either way.
Well, tomorrow we'll call James about the election. Who'd you vote?
Let's hope he answers.
G'day, Joshy.
Oh, g'day, Jake Jansen. You're on the Daily Talk Show. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm very well. I'll turn off my equipment and just see.
Okay, great. Yeah, we don't want any sort of industrial accident. Jake does flooring. He does like all the polished concrete and things like that. I was telling the guys, I've got Jess, Mr. 97 and Tommy here, that you are good at trivia. Would you agree?
No, not again. I mean, typically, yes. Uh-huh. But, I mean, there was that time that I came on the episode and I wasn't great.
Oh, that's right. We've done this before.
I'm willing to give it another go. I do need some redemption.
Okay, great. Tommy's got some categories. TJ, what are the categories?
Oh, no. Mason's got them.
Oh, Mason's got them.
So, I mean, I'm going to bring out sport, science, automobiles, and... food and drink trivia questions.
There's a guy who doesn't drive automobiles. vehicles.
I think I'm going to go with automobiles.
Okay, we'll start with automobiles.
Great.
Okay, great. All right.
Go for it.
Sims. Okay. Who is often credited with creating the world's first car?
It's Henry Ford. It's tricky because it's the first mass production car with Henry Ford with the Model T. Oh, Model A, sorry. No, it's Model T. 1926. Yeah, extra information for you.
Lot of information. Have to give a bonus point, but it's actually Carl Benz who created the first car. You were right. Henry Ford was the first one who brought it to mass production.
Okay, great. Well, that was good. Jake,
it's very impressive.
It's sort of impressive, but it's not the answer. You've Donald Trumped us.
So but I'll vote for you.
You've impressed us, and we're like, oh, mate, like I know that it wasn't the answer, but he said something. What's another one, Sevs?
Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
A Porsche logo?
You sure you get the right
one? Jake is the type to Google something.
I'm not the type. Just bear with me 1 second.
It's a Jaguar, isn't it?
Google logo animal. I'm not the type to do that. It's obviously a horse.
Is it a horse?
It's a horse.
Is he Googled it? Yeah, he's definitely Googled it.
It's how can I Google, mate? I'm working.
You're doing trivia.
He's on his phone.
Yeah, he's definitely on his phone. We'll do another. Do another category. Let's do science.
Okay, great. Which bone are babies born without?
The cranial. What's it called? it's their bloody skull. They don't have, they've got that soft bit on the skull. It's not a formed bone.
Mm-hmm. What's the answer, Sam?
The answer's a kneecap.
What?
But they don't have the bit on the back of the, on the top of the head.
That is
top
true.
Of the head, it's cartilage.
Yeah.
Because that's why you can't, like, hit them on the head. I mean, obviously,
along with a few other reasons.
Like, there's a bit of extra incentive.
All right, can we do one more? Because this is like the flex where you say, my brother invented this, and then you find out that it's not true.
Yeah, no.
Wowie, wow, wow. My brother came up with that. What is it?
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
It's a Borat reference. Okay. Final trivia.
Okay, how many taste buds does the average human tongue have?
I couldn't tell you, Sev.
Have a guess.
Have a crack. Yeah.
I'm going to say
closest
80 million.
Thousand.
It's got to be tens of thousands, surely.
Oh, hang on. Give me a second. 10,000.
Oh, I'm going to give it to him. 10,000. I heard 10,000.
That's really good. Yeah. Well, that was fun, Jake.
Do I go through to the next round? Or?
Can you tell us just an interesting fact that you do know? what's an interesting...
fact?
Yeah, well, tell
about
us...
anything in particular?
Look, what is the... what is the capital of Poland?
Krakow.
I think it's Warsaw.
It is Warsaw. It's Warsaw. Yeah, no, you're right. This has turned out really well.
It sounds like there's sirens.
One of my best friends is Polish, and he's always talking about the motherland and your own.
I mean, Josh banged on about Krakow as well.
Yeah,
so.
I love Krakow. Yeah, I do. What about the... can you say something in Indonesian for us?
I mean, I could say a couple of things in Indonesian for you.
Yeah.
Do I do an accent? Just sorry to derail a little bit, but obviously when you're speaking another language...
No, it's not racist to do an accent. Important. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's
important.
It's like, what extent do you...
It's doing like you've got to take on the sort of the pronunciation, right?
You so can't speak Japanese as an Aussie bogan.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, you can't, like, if you drop in some Indonesian, you can't say... Selamat Pagi.
Namasaya
Jake.
Like,
Super Bola Basket.
What's Super Bola Basket?
Hi, my name is Jake. I like basketball.
Oh, that's good.
I like it.
Well, thanks, Jake. Well, enjoy your day.
Probably get back to it, but thanks for the call.
Oh, no worries.
Thanks, how's Trivia
the floor,
King.
How's the floor going? What are you working on now?
Okay, this is a bit of a funny story, right? Mm-hmm. I won't take too much of your time, but so I'm doing a job for myself this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing this. It's a race team in the V8 supercars. We're putting down a ninth floor for them. Now I'm borrowing some of my boss's equipment, unbeknownst to him.
Sure.
And anyway, so we're doing the floor. We're grinding away. We're preparing the floor. Next thing you know, a camera crew's just rocked up, and they're filming some content around it.
People,
you know, like, oh, and this is so and so's new race warehouse, and this is what it looks like, and we're going to be on there, and I just hope that my boss doesn't watch the V8 supercar. What's this dickhead
doing? He's doing with the grinder. Oh, no.
Is there some branding on his equipment? Yeah. Branding, at least?
Luckily, I've got a mask on,
you'll be fine. Yeah. I mean, it's probably, there's a lesson there. There's definitely a lesson there in sort of ethical business. This is your first.
Yeah, well, absolutely right.
Have you got your ABN yet? Oh, you know.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. No, good.
Yeah, by my ABN, I mean, I'm using my friend's ABN.
All right, well, we'll finish it there. Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you, Jake. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Jake.
Jake Jansen, Trivia King. I'm retiring Jake from the trivia stuff. Mum always says how good he is. Mum is
Maybe
really good at
trivia. He needs to be in that headset, though.
So Mum's very good at spelling and trivia. Can I at least have one redemption of asking Mum one trivia question? Can we please? I'm just a bit...
Hey, Jake.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn Jansen. It's Josh from the Daily Talk Show. You're on the air. How are you?
Good, thank you.
We just spoke to Jake. I said to the guys that he was very good at trivia, and the questions were, I think, maybe too hard. So, Mr. 97 will just ask you a trivia question, just as a bit of a redemption. Over to you, Sevs.
Which mammal has no vocal cords?
Which mammal has no vocal cords? I have no idea.
Oh, no.
Can we take guesses?
Yeah, Jess, what do you think?
Yeah, go for it, Jess.
I think it's an elephant because it just makes sound through its nose.
Interesting. No, it's close. It's a giraffe.
I don't think so.
It's close. It's a giraffe. I don't think so.
Are you an animal?
Okay.
They're from the same country.
Can we have? Can we have one final question? Lynn, can you?
I'm a little bit nervous, Josh. I'm on my way for a job interview.
Okay. Well, good luck with it.
Okay.
one last question.
Though. Yeah. One last. This is actually good. Yeah. One last question.
Why should we hire you?
How long have you got to listen?
All right. Final question.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. This is interesting. Which U.S. state is known for its peaches?
Georgia.
Oh! Is that correct?
It's Georgia, yep.
Yeah. Well done. Well I thought done. You said beaches. I was going to say Florida. Well, thank you, Lynn Jansen. Good luck on the job interview. That's great that's happening.
Yep, down at
Cal. Oh, great. Have you told your boss?
I have told my boss, otherwise that's nice. I wouldn't be good. Telling you guys.
Oh, that's good. That's super exciting. So close to how close is
polar opposite of your son, Jake.
Yeah, Jake was using his boss's equipment to grind the floor. Is it close to the place you're building in Cowes? Is it going to be able to walk
it's
there?
It's 1.3 kilometres.
Great.
It's 3 minutes drive. It's 15 minutes walk.
Oh, yep. Perfect. Oh, great. All right. Well, let us, it's a medical
not if
center,
bloody,
yeah?
Not if bloody Richard Jansen's driving. It's 1.5 minutes.
Master at the lights.
Master at the
Actually,
lights.
Did you want to say you were pissed off the other day because I said that Dad had raced James's teacher, but you wanted to...
Yeah, I was. But it was me.
It was Mum.
Clearly me.
It was Mum drag racing. And what car did he have?
He had a souped-up Commodore.
Okay.
Like that he thought was the bee's knees, like it was an older one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty irresponsible. I had children in the car, mm-hmm. but, you know.
Did you take traction control? Did you take off traction control? Because that was a big thing.
Oh,
that...
I never took off traction control.
Yeah, yeah, but Richie did. Yeah. He would always do that.
He did all the time. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You are you driving yourself to the interview or what are you doing?
No, because Richie's going to have a look at the house. The floors are getting done today. 2 weeks today and it's out.
Oh, that's awesome. There. Very great. Did you end up changing the colour of the garage?
We did.
Really? Yeah. Pain in the ass?
No. He's ordered it. When we went last week, he said, oh, I showed my partner and she thought the grey looked good. And I said, well, our son photoshopped it with a white door and this is what it looks like. And he said, yeah. He's ordered it.
There you go. All righty.
Okay.
Well, good luck.
Have a good day.
See ya.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Good luck.
Bye.
Lynn Jansen there.
I do want
to
say...
It's good to catch up.
I did Google... easy trivia questions so we could
trivia questions for dummies.
I will say though I did find a really great one and it would be great if you guys could answer this. How many hearts does an octopus have?
Fucking six.
Eight.
Jess?
No bloody idea. I'm going to say how many legs does it... Okay.
Three.
I was going to say three. Heart in every
Can leg? You ask two more and we'll like use your name to chime in. Go Mason.
Okay. How many eyes does a bee have?
Two.
Jess, you're going to say your name.
Jess. Tommy, one. I'm guessing.
Yeah, what's the answer?
Two. Okay, Josh, what are
no,
you...
No, I'm not going to say... No, that's not how it works. Tommy's what locked is? It in.
Ah.
What's the answer?
But Jess has locked hers...
Yeah, five. So I don't have Sorry to lock one mine. In, though. That's my choice.
Oh, okay, sure. Okay.
What's the answer?
Five.
Okay.
Five.
Next one.
What a random final. Number. Right, what a random one. Number to have.
It is random. Here we go, Mason.
Okay. No, I'm just trying to figure the answer of this one out. How many stripes does Adidas have?
Josh.
Tommy.
Four.
Jess.
Well, so three. This is three.
This is the thing.
The classic three-stripe Adidas pants.
It says 1949.
Well, Josh, you're chucking in black or something as well. It is three.
It is three.
No, to be honest,
they're known for their three stripes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are right. All right, well, that was fun.
No, what runners are you rocking?
I mean, I have Asics.
Yeah, I've got Adidas.
Oh, here's a good one, Josh. If you were paying attention during the Secret Service stuff, John F. Kennedy was assassinated in which city?
Oof. Dallas.
You got it. Yeah,
Texas. They got him.
And interestingly, right. the coroner of the state tried to stop them from taking the president's body because the coroner said, we have to actually do the investigation where it occurred. The autopsy, thank you,
yeah.
On where it occurred. And the Secret Service apparently pulled the guns on the coroner to say, hey, that's not happening.
Respect, and they got him. Dead.
There was a blow up with John F. Kennedy's partner.
Yes. What was her name?
So, Mrs. Kennedy.
Yeah, Mrs. Kennedy. She also
was a dirty dog. Kennedy was a dirty dog, I'm pretty sure. Dirty really? Dog.
Oof,
like really? A womanizer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the Jackie famously didn't get changed and wore her bloodied dress for the entire day.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Because she wanted to show the public
what they did to my... Yeah, to my
Johnny.
Johnny.
Jesus.
Johnny, right. Is that his name? John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, is this John F. Kennedy? Is that what it's John? Yeah, it's John.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
That was a good effort.
Too much on my family stuff, you think? Maybe the call's slightly too long.
Catch up later with Mum.
Yeah.
Go have a coffee.
It's great that she's...
No, we're done. We know.
She did the interview. Great. All right. Well, if you enjoy the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Also, share on Instagram. We love when you do that. Just tag us up so we can say thank you and share it across. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. We did get an email. Did you see that?
We'll read it out tomorrow. There you go.
It's very short.
Ah.
Go for it.
Should I read it out? Yeah, Annabelle.
Yeah,
Annabelle says, hi there, Gronks. Just a little note to say thank you. I had a sinus surgery this morning, which I was anxious for, and unsurprisingly, not feeling my best today. I was so grateful that I had a couple of episodes to catch up on today. It was the first podcast I went to try and take my mind off being in hospital, feeling very uncomfortable. You certainly did the job. Appreciate the laughs and distractions. Gronks, take care, Annabelle.
Hope you're doing well, Annabelle.
It's lovely.
Thanks.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your day, guys. See you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.
Bye.